This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We actually have a couple of guests in the studio. We have Bronwyn Lawman and we have Jackie Van Voos from an organisation called Mind Australia. They're here to talk to us about a new service that they've established. They've set up a new LGBTI counselling service, and we thought it might be interesting to actually understand why they've done that. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So tell us, why have you set up this new service?
So I'm Bronwyn Lawman. I'm the Executive Director of Operations at Mind Australia. I'm a proud mental health nurse, and I've worked in the sector for the last 28 years, and I also happen to be a lesbian. And I've seen firsthand the type of distress that people experience as a direct result of stigma, harassment, and feeling different. And that in turn can have a very negative impact on people's mental health. And so Mind has decided that we want to provide a safe space with specialist counselling from members of the community so that we can provide appropriate support for the community.
So I'm hearing you saying that you're using your, drawing on your personal experience, your personal observations.
That's right.
And working within the role of your professional role as a leader in an organisation to build a service response. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's absolutely necessary, I think. The rates of suicide in the LGBTI community are just appalling. In fact, they're the highest rate of any group within Australia, and I think in 2016 that's absolutely unacceptable.
Totally.
And we really want to help the community and provide specialist counselling for them.
And so tell me, what are the services that you'll be providing?
So we have specialist counsellors that we've employed, as I said, with lived experience themselves. They'll be providing psychological therapy counselling for individuals and couples. We'll also be providing family relationship counselling, and we also have a specialist sex therapist on staff as well, and that will build over time, but we think that's a fantastic start.
It sounds excellent.
Yeah.
So how do people get to the service?
So currently we're operating out of two different clinics, one at the Northside Clinic in St George's Road in North Fitzroy, and also in Alphington Community House in Kelvin Road in Alphington. And people can access the service on our 1300 number. And we're available to take calls right now until 1 p.m. So that number is 1300 286 463.
I'm interested, Bronwyn. This is a pretty, I'm not going to say unique, but a new way to, you know, to try and help people out, and using that shared experience in a professional environment.
Yeah,
that's got to be a challenge for the people delivering that service as well, because, you know, you're using your own experience and that's helping to inform you. I mean, either of you, I'm interested in your view as to how this is going to play out for those people as well, in the service, you know, that are doing that.
I think the counsellors that know what it's like to be from the community can actually help people more effectively. We've heard stories from people saying they've gone to straight counsellors and so forth, and whilst they're understanding and supportive, they spend time talking to them about what it's like to be gay or lesbian or trans. And so our counsellors won't need to do that, and they have the personal experience of knowing what it's like to sometimes, I would describe it as, feel different. And the straight community don't always get that.
it's the power of the peer-to-peer experience, yes, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's
absolutely.
Knowing that you're like me
yes.
and you understand where I'm coming from and the experiences that I've had in having to come out.
Yes, and a shared understanding right from the time when you walk in the door, which to me, you know, as I said, as a lesbian, that would be very reassuring that I know I'm going into a safe space. So it is a unique service offering in that way.
That's amazing. So, yeah. Look, I didn't ask you this at the outset, but who is Mind Australia? I mean, who are you? What do you do? Just yep. in a nutshell.
So we're a large non-government organisation that have been...
Funded by government?
By government. We've been operating for the last 40 years helping people with severe and enduring mental health conditions. So we have a lot of experience in mental health. We also have a lot of LGBTI staff on our staff, and we're committed to inclusion and diversity. And this is part of our strategy plan to build and help more people out in the community. So we're a large organisation with a lot of experience, and we think we've got something to offer in this space, but it's very specifically for the LGBTI community.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think it's can I congratulate you up front for the work that you're doing. So give us a sense of what sort of clients and cases you're getting, obviously without breaking, you know, personal
yep.
confidences.
So we're getting all sorts of people phoning up and showing interest in the new service. So it's only been operational for a little while. People wanting general counselling if they go through a relationship breakup. We've had calls from families with young people who have trans, young people living at home. Just general counselling services for, you know, the LGBTI community, relationship issues. I guess a generalist range of counselling things, but with a specialist sort of focus on the community.
I think you might be getting a call from Macca, actually.
Because okay, good to know.
He's quite distressed about this Bill Leakes cartoon, that he's going to need some counselling.
I think it's Bill Leakes that needs the counselling.
I'm just watching you sitting there seething over it, Macca. I'll have to take it away from you.
It's the little stuff that gets me really annoyed.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so what's next? What's happening with the service? Where would do you hope to take it?
Well, Jackie. What's really exciting is that at the moment we're running out of two fairly small spaces, but early next year we're going to have a bigger dedicated centre that's being fitted out as we speak. That'll also be in St George's Road, just next to Northside Clinic. But we're looking at what to call it, actually.
Oh, right.
So one of the things, actually, we'd be interested in having your listeners give us some feedback on what they think we should call it. We've got a few ideas. We've been Googling business names and checking out, you know, who's using what name and set of words, but you know, we've got a few ideas. But if anyone's interested, if they want to go to our website, www.mindaustralia.org.au. On the homepage, there's a bit of a button there. You can just click on that and you'll see a form where you can help us choose the name of this centre.
Great, so it's a competition.
Well, it's not really a competition. It's just tell us what you want to see. It's your, you know, it's the community's service. Okay. We want the community to feel ownership of it.
Yeah, great.
And we'd really love to hear what the community thinks we should call it.
Yeah, great. Great.
So with the service you're talking about, okay, you're building more capacity.
Correct, yeah.
The demand is hopefully, the supply, the counselling ability is hopefully going to meet the demand. It's an area, though, that people feel sometimes quite difficult talking about, isn't it, in terms of approaching, you know, someone, an organisation, to talk about the issues that they're facing. How do you encourage, you know, people that are listening, how do you encourage them to do so? Because a lot of people are fine, you know, they yes, I'll make that call, but a lot of people can't make that first step. How do you encourage them to make that first step?
I think you just have to take a positive view on mental health and well-being and have the courage to make the first call. Once you make the call, you get someone understanding and be able to work through what you want to talk about. It's going to be very much about,
of course, yeah,
the goals of the individual and what they want to work on. And we're all different and we all need different support. So I think the prevalence of mental health issues for the gay community is, as I said, quite alarming, with like the rates of anxiety, for example, at 31% in our community compared to 14% in our heterosexual counterparts. I would like to think that we can help people feel less isolated and feel like there's a support service out there where they can get the right support at the right time fairly quickly. So, and a very affordable rate as well. So,
and of course, it's across all genders, all ages, all sexuality. You know,
absolutely.
We can make the mistake, not the professionals do, but those of us who are not make the mistake that, oh, well, perhaps this is something that younger LGBTI people might need, or older, or trans, or whatever. The reality is, it's we're all sharing in this, aren't we?
One of the great things about paying a counsellor is that you know they have to keep your confidentiality. It's not going to affect your wider social circle. It is absolutely private, and it's probably the safest way to sort of let some stuff off your chest and sort of explore some different ways of thinking and, you know, finding ways of feeling more supported. So I would say, you know, personally, think about that as a way of thinking about, well, I can speak to a counsellor. They're there. It's their professional conduct to be completely private and confidential. You don't really have much to lose.
Can you give us an idea of the fee range? And does Medicare or Medibank, sorry, private health insurance and Medibank, do they cover some of this?
They do. We've got a range of different options for people. So our general rate for private sessions is $145 per session, but people can also access the Better Access program through their GP, and that will bring the cost down to $50 per session. And if you have Better Access and a healthcare card or a Veterans Affairs card, it won't cost you anything. And also access to allied psychological services. That's another program run through the federal government called ATAPS. That won't cost you anything as well. Okay. So there's a range of options for people.
And private cover? Does private health cover this as well?
Generally not.
It's a non-admitted patient service, Macca.
Yeah, you can get a small rebate, but it's a bit sort of questionable. But
yeah, no.
There is help through your GP to reduce that, and we don't want to sort of isolate people and say, well, you can't come to our service because you don't have enough money, because they're the very people that we would like to help. There are options.
You can accommodate them.
I had a question come in from one of our listeners, actually, and in the spirit of trying to engage with our community, we like to actually deal with those questions. So Brad says this is not a unique service. A queer space by Drummond Street offer mental health services by and for the LGBTI community. Do you have a response to that question?
Yeah, that's true. We think that Drummond Street, VAC, other organisations provide fantastic services. So we're not going in to be in competition with those services. We hear
another option.
It's another option. We've heard, it's hard to get definite data about the demand, but we've heard from a lot of services that they have long wait lists. And we think, you know, there's a lot of people in the community that need mental health support, and we will be another service that's available. So,
And finally, we had Jude Munro in this morning, who's the chair of the new Pride Centre board.
Yep.
And, of course, they're essentially going to be a landlord for a new facility somewhere in Melbourne. We don't know where yet. Is that something that you'd be interested in being part of? Possibly running a service from there?
Absolutely.
Furious nodding in the studio.
Great. Yes. Great. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll pass on Jude's contact details to
her. That'd
maybe
be
you can
fantastic.
Commence a conversation with her. She didn't actually, interestingly enough, leave her personal mobile phone number and email address and actually dictated that on air. So she's wanting to be very much accessible and participate in those sorts of community conversations. Look, it's great to have you on board. Thank you for coming
yes,
into the studio
thank you very
this
much.
Morning.
Great
Thanks for having us.
I want to encourage our listeners to support a service like this where it's possible. So, you know, if you know of a straight service down the road, well, you know, vote with your feet and come to a queer-based service. It's for our community.
1-300-286-463, mindaustralia.org.au.
Thanks there very much. We really appreciate the support.
Pleasure. Thank Great you. To have you in the studio.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.